Now, the capital of Wyoming is
Cheyenne.
And the capital of Utah?
Ogden.
Ogden, okay. And the other big city in Utah?
Salt Lake City.
Okay. And then there's just a couple other cities I was wondering about. The two down in down in Arizona. Do you know any of the cities in Arizona and New Mexico?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah. How about Alba?
Albuquerque.
Yeah. Okay.
And Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. Great. Tucson. Okay. These are just some pronunciation items I wanted. The town that's to the east of Texas. It looks like a boot. I mean, not the town, the state. Excuse me, the state east of Texas. Kind of looks like a boot. It's right down there on the Gulf Coast.
Florida.
Okay. Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay. Now, do you know the capital of Louisiana?
Montgomery, isn't it?
Okay. Baton. The last part is Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah. And there's another city in Louisiana that everybody loves to go to because they have a big party there in the spring. They call it Mardi Gras. New, and then the last part is O-R-L-E-A.
New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the state where St. Louis is in?
Missouri.
Okay. And the capital of, not the capital, the big city in Illinois?
Chicago.
Okay. And a big city in Ohio?
Cleveland.
Okay. And one other, they have a baseball team there called the Reds.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Now,
listen to them on the radio once in a while.
Do you? What's your favorite team?
Well, I don't know.
Do you have a...
I'm not much of a sport.
Not much of a sport fan?
But I listen to their programs out of the stations.
Do you? Okay. Okay. The earliest part of the day is called what?
Forenoon.
What?
Forenoon.
Forenoon, okay. What, would you ever call it morning?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that?
Morning.
Okay. And if I get up and walk to where you are, I'm walking if you get up and walk to where I am, you're walking in what direction?
North.
But you're walking toward
you.
Okay. And the opposite of up is
down.
And the opposite of down is
up.
Okay. Do you ever use up and down in describing travel to different towns around here?
Oh, I suppose.
Or do you use north and south? I'm just wondering, is north and down, is up and down used for in terms of travel, in terms of elevation, or in terms of north and south?
I think more than that. More of the elevation.
More of it. So if a place was higher up, you might say, well, I'm going up to...
Up to Sterling.
Okay.
Or Denver.
Okay.
Greeley.
Okay. How about if you were going to...
I was going to Omaha. I'm going down to Omaha.
Going down to Omaha. Okay.
North of that.
Okay.
I'm going to Chapel and going over to Chapel.
Going over.
Over a hill.
Because it is. It's over
it's
a hill.
Hilly.
Okay.
Between.
What if you were going to Colorado Springs?
Well, I don't know. I might not use either one. Might be just going to Colorado Springs.
I was wondering, is there a town that's south of here?
Well,
I was wondering what you would
go on down to Burlington. It's perhaps 100 miles.
Okay. You would say going down to Burlington.
I suppose.
Okay. That's okay.
It might not be much difference in elevation compared to here. I don't know.
Okay.
Burlington is
okay.